This is wonderful, Aaron.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Now I got something to read. Once.
I'm very, very moved by all of this.
I think that, you know, I started with this. Actually, I got this little tape recorder when my dad was in the hospital. This very one.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I'm going to go sit down with him and make him tell me his war stories.
Good.
I did. I left it home. I went to visit him in the hospital. And then he got out of the hospital. He didn't follow his diet. And about 2 weeks later, he had a heart attack and passed away. But the tape recorder was in a drawer, and I took it with me. I got the newsletter. Was sent to him like 5 years after he passed away. He was still getting it.
Yeah. Okay.
And I found one, and I wrote to Ray Griffin.
Yeah.
He was our...
Yeah.
And he wrote back and said, why don't you come to a reunion? So I did, you know, when I started doing this. I had the tape recorder. I found three people who remembered my dad. But at the same time, I couldn't believe the stories that I would hear. And Andy Schiffler said and this is something I've heard so many times, that they never tell these things to their kids.
No, he doesn't either.
And the only reason my daughter has this stuff is because she was here a month ago or so.
Yeah.
And we got talking about the Army.
Oh,
I know, what I heard on radio, on TV, it said that all the people, all the Army personnel that were involved in D-Day are heroes. So I told her, hey, I'm a hero.
Your dad's a hero.
So I said, it's 10, I think it's D-Day 10 or 6, I don't remember, but I'm a hero because I was there.
Yeah, and that's how she wanted that.
Yeah, so
she's one of those really interested people, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So she took it all. And then I had a book of one of the infantry.
Uh-huh. The 90th infantry.
It wasn't the 90th that the book I had on, but it showed all the route that we went also.
Uh-huh.
So she took that. No, we were attached to the 90th, yeah, but I don't have nothing with the 90th, about the 90th. Not a thing. So it's...
But that's... That's one thing that a lot of fellows who were there just don't.
No, they don't say nothing. No.
Even Forrest Dixon, you know, said he's got three grown children, and one day he was, and he's very active, goes to all the reunions. He said one day he was talking with somebody, and the other person referred to him as Major. And he said, his son said to him, gee, Dad, I never knew you were a major. You know,
he never mentioned that he was a major.
That's
pretty good.
But, so that's why I started doing this, you know, taking the tape recorder and putting some of this stuff down on tape. Because I think in, 25 years, it will be good to have a, as complete as possible, a look at one union.
Yes.
And I don't think anybody is doing anything like
that
from this perspective.
No, they're not.